News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Texas officials plan to appeal a federal judge's decision to strike down a major part of that state's abortion law. A U.S. district judge said the provision requiring clinics that perform abortions meet the same standards as hospital surgery centers was unconstitutional. The judge ruled the requirement places an undue burden on women throughout Texas. The law was set to take effect on Monday. British Prime Minister David Cameron says ISIS militants pose a real threat to his country's security. He spoke after the British government raised its terror level to severe on Friday. Cameron said a tough, intelligent, and patient approach will be needed in confronting ISIS, and he mentioned that Britain will take further steps to stop people from traveling to Syria and Iraq to join ISIS. The Secret Service says it's investigating a possible threat against President Obama. The Hartford Courant reports that Connecticut State Police were searching for a man possibly armed with an assault rifle who had made threats against the president. The man was driving a silver Volkswagen with Connecticut plates when last seen in New York, where the president was visiting earlier on Friday. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, the governor says the looming state deficit can be dealt with. Bob Hague has more.
Governor Scott Walker says the state budget deficit, projected to be $215 million by mid-2015, can be addressed.
Just as there'll be a over $400 million surplus in fiscal year 14, I believe we'll finish the year with a balanced budget, and ideally a surplus that we'll then take and reinvest in the taxpayers.
The governor, during a campaign appearance in Madison, said he doesn't want to dip into the state's rainy day fund.
We've been able to multiple times in the past to balance budgets.
Democrat Mary Burke said the news that tax collections fell short of projections by $281 million in the last fiscal year show Walker has been fiscally irresponsible. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A man accused in two murders will be getting more prison time added to the time he's already serving on other charges. Raymond Newpert has that story.
Joseph Ryan 1 pled no contest to and was sentenced Friday on a count of arson and a count of bail jumping. Police accused him of intentionally setting fire to his house in order to collect the insurance. Ryan 1 will spend a total of 5 years in prison for the two charges, but that time will be served concurrently to time he's already serving on burglary, forgery, fraud, and weapons charges. He'll be back in court for a motion hearing on one of the two murder charges he's facing September 16th. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Dane County prosecutors are still not offering any motive for a double murder in Fitchburg earlier this month. Formal charges were filed Friday against former sheriff's deputy Andrew Steele. The 39-year-old Steele faces two counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the shooting deaths of his wife, Ashley Steele, and his sister-in-law, Casey Tollefsball of Lake Elmo, Minnesota. If convicted, Steele would be sentenced to two life prison terms. He's suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease, and his attorney says she plans to investigate her client's mental stability. University police say a University of Wisconsin student was taken to a detox facility for his own safety after he was found heavily intoxicated early Friday. Officers spotted him slumping in a downtown parking garage ramp. The 25-year-old was alone and stumbling as he walked up a stairwell around 2:15 in the morning. Also, 33-year-old Kelly Wilburn of Milwaukee was in Marathon County Court on Friday. He pleaded not guilty to various drug charges, including possession with intent to deliver. Wilburn was arrested at a Wausau apartment along with Shafronte Coble, and police found ecstasy, marijuana, bottles of pills, and a large amount of cash. Wilburn will return to court on September 24th. Coble will be in court September 2nd. It's the weekend at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield. Today, Saturday, is Kids Day on the Midway. Later tonight, Ronnie Millsap will entertain in front of the grandstand. And some programming notes as far as sports go today. Here on WSAU and our sister station, Fox Sports Radio. Because of the severe weather that moved through the area last night, several high school football games were postponed until today. The Wausau East Marshfield game never got started, and you can hear that in its entirety live today on Fox Sports Radio, pregame show at 11:30, the kickoff set for 12 noon. That'll be followed by the finish of the DC Everest-Wisconsin Rapids game. That game was stopped at halftime because of lightning and severe weather. Also, the Wausau West Stevens Point game will finish up this morning at 10 o'clock with West trailing Point 14-10 with less than 4 minutes to play. Other games that will be finished today include Athens against Wausau Newman at Steam Stadium, Stratford playing Colby at 1 this afternoon, Medford takes on Chippewa Falls at 1:30. The Brewers lost last night 13-2. They play the Giants again tonight. You'll be able to hear that game on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9, pregame show at 7:30. Because we'll have Badger football on WSAU. The Badgers getting the season started with LSU down in Houston, Texas. Badger game day begins at 6 o'clock tonight. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.